Well, it's been several weeks of talks and hard work, and the proposals we put forward last week is such that we can find a way forward with our unions. And this is really, really important, because this is Scotland's railway. We have to modernize it, and what we put in place now will be in place for the next 40, 50 years. So it was really important to get it right.
What's changed today to make this move?
So we haven't concluded our negotiations, but we've created enough common ground for the strike action to be suspended. So over the next couple of weeks, there's still a lot of hard work to do, and we're not there yet. And in the next couple of weeks, we have to agree on how trains are dispatched.
The Scottish public will be listening to this thinking, this has taken weeks, we've been diverted, we've been delayed. Why has this not been sorted out ages ago?
When you deal with changes as significant as what we are implementing in the next couple of years, remember, we are transforming Scotland's railway. And people will travel with trains that operate very differently to the older trains that we've had. And this will be around for 40 years. So it's really, really important to get this right. And so that's why it's taken longer than one would have expected. These are big changes, important changes, and changes that are worth getting right.
When are you next meeting with the RMT then?
We meet with RMT continuously. And so that rhythm of talking and continuously meeting and discussing and moving things forward will continue throughout this week and next week and the weeks thereafter.
And pardon the pun, finally, light at the end of the tunnel here?
I am an eternally optimistic person, so I always look for the bigger picture, and I am definitely in a space where there's light at the end of the tunnel. I don't want to sound too over-optimistic, because there's still very difficult, very hard stuff that we need to complete in the next couple of weeks. But we've stepped towards each other, both unions and company, over the last couple of weeks with big steps, and therefore there's a lot of common ground, and we should be able to find a way forward here.